My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. YMCA chaplain, college professor, and military chaplain. Have you felt the hurt of the Lord? Jesus said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? John 21:17. Have you felt the hurt of the Lord to the uncovered quick, the place where the real sensitiveness of your life is lodged? The devil never hurts there. Neither sin nor human affliction hurts there. Nothing goes through to the place but the Word of God. Peter was grieved because Jesus said unto him the third time. He was awakened to the fact that in the real true center of his personal life, he was devoted to Jesus, and he began to see what the patient questioning meant. There was not the slightest strand of delusion left in Peter's mind. He never could be deluded again. There was no room for passionate utterance, no room for exhilaration or sentiment. It was a revelation to him to realize how much he did love the Lord. And with amazement he said, Lord, thou knowest all things. Peter began to see how much he did love Jesus. But he did not say, Lord, look at this or that to confirm it. Peter was beginning to discover to himself how much he did love the Lord, that there was no one in heaven above or upon earth beneath beside Jesus Christ. But he did not know it until the probing, hurting questions of the Lord came. The Lord's questions always reveal me to myself. The patient directness and skill of Jesus Christ with Peter. Our Lord never asks questions until the right time. Rarely, but probably at least once, he will get us into a corner where he will hurt us with his undeviating questions. And we will realize that we do love him far more deeply than any profession can ever show. The Lord's questions always reveal me to myself. Here ends Oswald's reading. This verse of John 21:17 shows the difference between the world and God in our lives. It was Peter who first confessed Christ. Couldn't have done it on his own, for God revealed it to him. And in that revelation, God planted a seed in his heart that would grow to lead him to be one of the great apostles. The Lord is patient with us. He is a gentleman. But when we truly realize our depth of love for him, which is the love for our Creator, it is something beyond anything we can know intellectually or emotionally or spiritually, for it goes to the center of our true being.